Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
So, Gator, the Red Wings found a way to win that game yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Like, look, the shots are like 12-1 in favor of Toronto, and then they're like 23-7, and then they're 35-10. And late in that game, Toronto comes back for 2-0 down and ties it. The Red Wings get a shot off late in the third. And a graphic comes up, says first shot in 12 minutes. And then right after that, they score the game-winning goal.
They scored at the end of the first period. That was kind of a gift.
Mm-hmm.
They get the goal at the end of the third period. That's all they, you know, with inside a minute, they score to go up 3-2.
Yep.
All right, take it. Need some puck luck once in a while. And knocking down Toronto two straight, that's pretty great. Take that. I thought this was interesting. I wish I had saved this for you to ask at this point, but there are only three teams in the NHL right now that are undefeated after the first three or four games of the season.
That's kind of wild, actually.
It is. It's crazy when you think about that this early, and it's already, the most teams have played is four games.
That have no overtime, any of that. Like, they're just...
Well, just either you win or you lose. I guess overtime loss. Yeah. Like Colorado is 3-0-1. I don't think that counts as, and Nashville's 2-1. That doesn't count as undefeated, I don't think.
No.
Carolina's played two games or 2-0. That's one of them. Dallas is 2-0. They've played two games. That's another. And then Seattle is the third. So that's it.
Yeah. So their season isn't over in spite of the opener?
Not yet. No.
Let's be fair. The opener was bad, but there were a lot of, what do we say, short-term results, long-term conclusions.
Yeah.
In the Red Wings case, I forgive the fans a little bit, right? Because the past few seasons haven't been really particularly rewarding, and so when you see them get embarrassed in the opener, you start to worry it's going to be that. But
well,
there were some quick panic buttons pushed on this team, and then, you know, two wins in a row doesn't over Toronto doesn't mean victory laps either. It just means it ain't over.
No, it's just... The quick look back at the start and what happened yesterday is great. They beat Toronto. Talbot net stopped 38 out of 40 shots. That's great. Lucas Raymond got hurt. Upper body injury looked like it was a shoulder or upper arm injury. Somebody got checked into the boards. And he skated off and was like, shaking it loose, and then didn't come back in the game. So hopefully that's not long-term because he's their best player. And they need to have him, the Razor, as they call him. They need to have Razor back on the ice. In the meantime, sure is nice to see that Patrick Kane is what Patrick Kane is. Amazing that his career was almost ended by injuries. Gets some time off, gets a different surgery, and comes back from that surgery where nobody else has been able to come back from it and be, you know, credible again. And he's been really good for the Red Wings since he put the old winged wheel on the jersey. So they're getting to be fun to watch. They got the young players that are playing. A lot of players on this team are under the age of 24, and a handful of them are like 20 years old. So that's kind of cool as well.
So ESPN, you see what ESPN put out today? They did the top 100 players in the NHL. ESPN broadcast analysts, reporters, and editors. That was broadcasters, analysts, reporters, and editors, rated players. Came out with their top 100 players.
Okay.
Do you think any Red Wings made the list?
I would hope at least one. I think Lucas Raymond is probably on the list. Dylan Larkin is on, you know, he's on the roster for like Team USA, so I think he might be on the list, and that might be it. Maybe is Sider on the list to make it three?
Gator, the highest rated Red Wing is Dylan Larkin at 24.
24. I'm surprised by that. Okay.
The second highest rated Red Wing is Lucas Raymond at 48. The third Red Wing to make the list is, you didn't mention him,
Alex DeBrincat
at 59. And Mo Sider checks in at 84.
Okay.
It's actually not bad representation.
It's not. No, it's not bad at all.
We saw it last year. We're like, okay, they got a line and a half, right? I mean, that's what it felt like when games really were mattered late in the year, and you're just looking like you can count on a line and a half.
I was just talking to Kenny outside about the Red Wings. He and I were talking, hey, nice start here. And I'm like, well, the pieces they've added feel like that they're better pieces than they had last year. They're mm-hmm. upgrades over whatever they had, whether it's, you know, Van Riemsdyk or...
Who scored that? Was it the, it was the first goal yesterday,
He
right?
scored, and Appleton scored the winner. Those two guys paid off last night. Sandin Pelikka, the young guy, is getting a ton of ice time on defense, and he doesn't look out of place. He'll make his mistakes, sure, but as a rookie, he should be making mistakes. As long as he... You know, makes better, more better play, more good plays than bad.
More He's better mistakes.
More better mistakes. He'll be fine. But I think that this is a team that can grow. And the fact that they've had the coach for the full year here and they get a full training camp with them, people know what to expect. And that first game did not sit well with anybody, and they made some corrections. And so hopefully this is a sign of things to come. I don't think this is a Stanley Cup contending team, but I think it's a playoff team.
What a pleasure. It's Mike Stone.
How are you?
Oh, great. How are you, Stoney?
I'm in for Mr. Valenti today.
Okay.
What's Happy anniversary on? To you. Your wife's anniversary a couple days ago.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tonight we're going to see her choice, Adam Sandler.
Oh, really?
Little Caesars Arena.
Oh, so you don't want to see Adam Sandler? It's her choice?
No, I don't care. One way. I think he's funny, but I'm not big on seeing comedians in hockey arenas.
I understand.
To me, comedians should be in much smaller venues, like the Comedy Castle. Or even places like, you know, the Fox.
That would be something to see. How much would they have to charge for tickets to see Adam Sandler at the Comedy Cast?
I don't know, because you go to places, you know, like in LA, that comedy store, and some of the greats just walk in on their own and
That's
try
true.
Out new material. So, yeah.
I was in LA one time at one of those comedy places to see just for the night, and George Wallace came in to do
some. Not the former governor of Alabama.
No, different George Wallace. Different George Wallace. He came in and goes, I just wanted to try some material. Everybody said, yeah, it sounds great. And it was interesting.
Where Andrew Dice Clay, before he became famous, came in there
oh.
at the Comedy Store and started doing the nursery rhyme. Oh, I never heard anything like that before. And Gator, I don't know, Doug, you might not remember at all. There used to be this Pistons fan at the old Silver Dome. Her name was Glitter. They used to show her in the crowd. She had blonde hair and she wore like sexy. Anyway, she walked on and performed at a Comedy Store. I said, I'm from Detroit, Glitter. And she goes, and she was like embarrassed because she was like this famous fan during the Bad Boy days. Overdone.
So was it bad?
She was not very good.
Okay, yeah. And was George Wallace bad? You said interesting.
It was good thing he tried some stuff out first, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the fine tuner.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
Well, we're going to start... Because Mike and Rico really didn't have much chance yesterday because of the Red Wings game. We're going to get into what Scott Harris had to say to the throng that was there yesterday, including myself.
Yeah. What did you? I got to tell you, I thought it was kind of gratifying just to hear him answer some of the questions.
He was a little more contrite than he used.
Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show? It's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Usually is, but I don't think he was completely... He didn't satisfy everybody. And part of that was, like, I'm... kicking myself for not asking AJ, all right, whose decision was it to take Skubal out after six innings?
He's answered it, right? He said they talked about it inning before and decided he had one more.
Yeah, but did they get a memo from Scott Boras?
Oh, God. You're not buying into that, are you?
I don't know. I mean, seriously, it's the season's on the line. You're a competitor. I don't care if you think you're out of gas. You don't think that Tarek Skubal has enough physical ability. I don't think mental ability to go one more inning.
I think he did. I don't think his agent had anything to do with it.
No.
I don't know. You never know.
This is an interesting conspiracy theory I'd never thought of.
Yes. And speaking of conspiracy theories, we'll get into the officiating the Lions Chiefs game, whether it was legit or not.
I felt guilty because we leaned into that early, and I'm like, this is not us.
There's a study out there.
I know, actually. The University of Texas, El Paso.
They have nothing else to do. Figure out about
UTEP.
Maybe not. Maybe that's what they do at UTEP. All right, have a great show. Good to see you again, Mike.
Yes.
Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.